football isn't necessarily just genetic. I think, some of it's how you were raised or some of the things. I think it's a testament to the men those guys were. My pops, he like tried to keep me kind of out of it. It wasn't like he was a football player first. He was my dad first. So, like I can remember meeting Barry Sanders and I had no idea who he was. And now I'm like kicking myself.
It was just a lot of fun chasing behind dad and running around the locker room, taping my ankles, taping my wrists. We were sons first before we were football players. And as a son, to have your father be able to relate to what you're going through, I think really means a lot. To share that bond with your dad is a very special thing.
You could play a good game in a loss, or you can play a bad game in a win, and a lot of times you leave the stadium and nobody's going to be honest with you. That true evaluation of your play is something that, I really value.
Who you are as a man was always more important to him than who he was as a football player. And I think that character shows up on and off the field. I think being a man of integrity and standing up for the things that you believe in and working hard, those are all things that my father believed in and things that I've tried to take and apply to my life.
Off the field, my pops always talked about being humble and treating everybody with respect. And, obviously being lucky enough to spend time around Jackie, it's the same way. I mean, these are two legends, they got the gold jackets, they got everything you could want. But they're humble and they treat everybody with respect. If I could pass something on from my dad to my son, it would be that obviously you're extremely blessed. You have everything you could want. You have every opportunity, but, work as if you don't and, work tirelessly and treat everybody with respect. And you're not special because you have those opportunities. You're only special if you make the most of them. You don't have to play football. And that's what I'll tell my son.
I want my son to be able to be a man of integrity, a man of character, and that's what's important to me. What he's passionate about when he grows older, who knows? Time will tell that. But if I can just instill in him the core values that my wife and I believe in and buying into the concept of the greater good and respecting those around you, then I'll be proud of him no matter what.